You're listening to Reiki Radio, a weekly show covering a range of topics to help improve mind, body, and soul, and ways to transform energies within various aspects of your life. With love, we welcome you and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday and welcome to Reiki Radio. If this is your first time joining me, my name is Yolanda and I'm a Reiki teacher in San Diego, California. And Reiki Radio is a weekly broadcast where I share tips and techniques to help you on your journey of transformation and growth. And these shows are really all about exchanging love and light with each other. So hopefully you get some information today that helps you and reminds you that you're not on this journey alone, because we really do learn from each other's experiences. So Reiki Radio airs every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Please join me for those shows. Those are called Soul Sessions. And then I also broadcast every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you miss any of the shows, you can listen to all of the recorded episodes in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Reiki Radio, or you can also subscribe to the free podcast on iTunes, which is listed under Reiki Radio. And if you know anyone who you think would enjoy the shows, please, of course, share it with them. Now, every show is interactive, so if you would like to call in and join the conversation today, you can always call 323-679-0953, or if you're listening online, you can join me in the interactive chat room. Now, today's show is going to be all about coloring your mood, and this show was actually inspired by a previous guest that we had. Her name is Sally, and she is also known as the Color Reading Professor. And she joined us on the Heart Chakra episode last month. So today we're going to explore the colors in your vibration and how color influences your mood and how you can even manifest and meditate with color. And at the beginning of all of this, we'll create your own color chart. But before we get started today, I wanted to talk to you about the current energies that we're in. And the energies that we're in right now are actually influenced by the Grand Cardinal Cross. And I bring this up because many of us are experiencing major shifts in our emotions and noticing major shifts and changes taking effect in our lives. So you may have noticed that your moods have gone up and down lately. Maybe you've been a little on edge or a little more explosive than normal. So I just want to share some information with you about all of this. So the Grand Cardinal Cross is really just about planetary alignment. So this is when four planets hold the same or close to the same degree in the four cardinal signs. So the four cardinal signs are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn. And these signs like to initiate change, but each one of them initiates change differently. So that's why we may feel a little bit of conflict in these energies right now. Now, again, these signs are initiators of the zodiac. So what I want you to do is to be really mindful of where you want to go and the types of changes you would like to choose or initiate for yourself. Now, as far as the planets in this Grand Cardinal Cross, Pluto is in Capricorn, Jupiter is in Cancer, Mars is in Libra, and then Uranus is in Aries. So to give you a visual of this, you can imagine these four planets forming a cross, and then the Earth would be at the very center. Now, all planetary movements and alignments correspond with our growth opportunities, and you can learn more about that through the study of astrology. But this particular energy that we're in now is really about change and transformation, which, you know, if you read about this, there may be some information, you know, saying, like I mentioned before, maybe your emotions are up and down, you're feeling all over the place. But what I want you to keep in mind is that this is really creating a space for your healing, your growth, and movement. So just keep that in mind. This is all about change. And due to the alignment of the planets, there's also opposition because, again, they're in that cross, right? So Pluto is opposing Jupiter, and that can cause our feelings and our thoughts to really come to the surface. Things that we may have buried or have been holding on to, you may feel these things coming up for you now. And then we also have Mars opposing Uranus, and that can really highlight our relationships and how they work. So if you have any kind of struggle going on in your relationships right now, just try to breathe through it. Really step back and look at the role that you're playing and really check in with your own feeling and your own emotion. And keep in mind that the other person is going through this energetic shift as well. So this particular planetary alignment also falls between two eclipses. And we had a lunar eclipse on the 15th of this month, and that was during the full moon. And if you remember, I told you about that. It was during our blood moon. The moon was actually, it appeared red. And then we have a solar eclipse coming up on the 29th of this month, which is during our new moon. So again, I bring all of this up so that we can remember to really be mindful of our feelings, our thoughts, and our emotions, and where we're going and the changes that we want to initiate in our lives. And then through all of this energetic shifting, remember to be kind to yourself and everyone else because they're going through it too. So you really want to make sure to check in with yourself, especially when you feel your emotions are kind of out of sorts and all over the place. You want to stay positive because your thoughts and your beliefs really affect what you attract back into your space and how well you navigate these changes that are occurring. So keep an open mind and explore with a heart full of possibility, okay? Your perspective really matters, and what you focus on matters, and how you choose to navigate matters. So even through times that may seem challenging, remember that they really are opportunities for growth. And again, it is all about your perspective. Now, if you do want to learn more detail about the Grand Cardinal Cross, of course, you can look that up after the show. But I do want to let you know that if you're in San Diego and you want to learn astrology, there's a class that's coming up. It actually starts this Saturday, April 26th. And it's a 9-week course with my astrology teacher. Her name is Adrienne Abeda. And the class is really great for beginners. And you'll also get a printout of your own natal chart. And you'll learn how to read it. So if you'd like more information about that, you can email Adrienne through her website, which is adrienneabeda.com. That's A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E-A. BEYTA.com. Okay, so that's all I wanted to share with you about the energies we're going through right now. And now we're going to get into the topic of the show. I really want to explore the color of your mood. And you can use today's information about color to help you navigate and manage your own energy. So it's a really fun and easy way to do that. And like I mentioned before, we're actually going to create color charts for ourselves today. So if you're not driving, if you are able to, just grab a pen and paper so that you can begin your own chart today. And I'm going to walk you through it. So I'm going to just take a really quick break to allow you time to grab something to write with. And stay with me. I will be right back.
You're listening to Reiki Radio, a weekly show covering a range of topics to help improve mind-body well-being in ways to transform energies within various areas of your life. With love, we welcome you. Enjoy the show.
Okay, I am back. Thank you so much for staying with me. For those of you just tuning in, I see quite a few of you are on the phone line now. My name is Yolanda, and you're listening to Reiki Radio. And today we're going to explore the colors of your mood. And before the break, I asked that you grab something to write with so that you can create your own color chart. Now, I just want to let you know, those of you who are waiting on the line, if you'd like to share, if you have any questions, just press the number 1, and that way I'll know that you want to talk. And I also want to say hello to those of you in the chat room. So if you listen to last month's episodes on Reiki Radio, we explored all of your chakra energy. And so you know that your thoughts and your feelings and your beliefs feed into your chakra energy, and then your chakra energy feeds into your aura. And your aura reflects the true nature or essence of you at any given moment, because it does shift and change depending on what's going on with you. And these energy shift and change not only based on your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, but also the mood that you're in. So our chakras radiate various colors, and our auras are comprised of various colors. And all of these colors correspond with your vibration and what you're generating energetically. So you'll hear a lot of talk about what color your aura is, and there are colors associated with the chakras as well, but what do these colors mean or say about you? That's what I want you to really consider today. So one thing you will find is that there are several color meanings out there, and they vary based on who's interpreting the colors or based on a particular school of thought. So today, I really want you to create your own color chart based on what these colors represent to you personally. I just want to pause for a second. I see that we have a message in the chat room. I want to change the energy altogether. Any assistance? Okay, so for our listener in the chat room, hopefully the information about coloring your own mood today will help you. So after we go through the color chart and how you can integrate and shift your own mood using color, let me know how that works out for you. And you can also contact me through email on my website, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. So as I was saying, I do want you to consider what each color represents for you personally, because color affects our psyche, and in turn, it affects our mood. So there are even color therapies out there. And when you think about it, this is even why interior designers study color. It's not just because of the aesthetics or, you know, how it makes your room look, but it's really to create a mood in each room, because color really does impact our environment and how you feel in your environment. So in creating this color chart for yourself today, you can become consciously aware of how color affects you personally. So I want you to reveal how certain colors influence you and your moods. And then this way you can begin to use color to shift and manage your own energies. So before we get into how you can color your mood, I want you to explore what the colors represent for you. So if you can, you grab your pen and paper, and we'll just go through some of the basics. But of course, after the show, go back through and expand your list with more colors and different hues of color. But again, I just want you to consider what they represent for you and what the color feels like. Really think about the mood of these colors. So we'll start with the basics, like I said. If we start with the color red, if you look at red or if you close your eyes and just think about that color, I really want you to connect with what red feels like to you. What does that bring up for you? What mood does red put you in? So for me, if I think about red, I think about passion, but I also think about urgency. So I wouldn't necessarily paint, say, my walls red in a room where I want to relax, right? But that's what red does for me. So just jot down what feeling or what mood comes up for you around this color. And then I want you to think about orange. What does orange feel like for you? If you could see orange surrounding you right now, what would you feel like? How would that affect your mood? And again, there are different hues to the color, so you would feel different with a deep red, a deep orange, as opposed to a very bright orange, right? So you can even look at the variances within one color and consider how that would affect you. And then really quickly, I want to tell you, you can blend colors. So for example, if we took red and we took orange and had rust, that rusty orange would add more of an earthy element, right? Maybe more of a grounding feeling. So really play with this in creating your chart. You really want to expand it so that you can identify what goes on for you with each color. And again, you're going to use this in just a moment. So now I want you to consider the color yellow. And what does yellow feel like for you? Now, a lot of people associate yellow with joy, or maybe it's power, or maybe it makes you feel energetic. Again, close your eyes and just really focus on that color, yellow. What does it feel like? And then we have green. And before I go any further, I do see we have a few new people on the phone line and in the chat room. If you are just tuning in, we're creating a color chart based on what color feels like for us on a personal level so that you can use this to help you shift your own energies. So we're moving on to green. And what's interesting is if you look at the color green, a lot of times it's associated with healing. And I was thinking about why it would be associated with healing. And if you think about it, we see so much green in nature, right? So it's like earth, and that provides for us. Earth nurtures us. It is very healing, right? So I want you to just consider, though, what green feels like for you. What do you associate with the color green? How does that feel? And then, of course, we move on to blue. And again, it could be different shades of blue. It could be a sky blue or a deep royal blue. What does blue feel like to you? And think about what you associate these colors with, like blue, you know, you could associate it with the ocean. And the ocean is so vast. Maybe it's a connection to abundance. Or a softer blue would be more of a calming energy, right? If you study the chakras, blue is often associated with communication. But just feel that color and see what mood it puts you in. If you were surrounded by blue walls right now, what would that feel like? And then we have purple. If you had a deep purple, what would that feel like to you? I think for me, I associate it with like strength and, you know, royal purple or spirituality or connectedness. But what do you feel like when you think about purple? If you look at the color purple, do you feel drawn to it? Do you feel repelled by it? What does it feel like for you? And then we have brown. What does that feel like? For some people, it could feel like earth, and that can be, again, very nourishing. Or it could feel like stuck or stagnant energy. And there's no right or wrong with this. This is all about your own personal interpretation of color. So we just have a few more. We have black. Now, some associate black with strength. Some associate it with a void. Or maybe nothingness, the unknown. But what does black feel like for you? And then the last two, we have white. And a lot of times we associate white with clarity or cleansing or new beginnings. A lot of us connect this with our spirituality. But what does white feel like for you? What mood does that color put you in? If you were going to put on an all-white outfit today, how would you feel? And then finally, we have gold. I want you to write down what gold feels like or what you associate gold with. Now, for me, I think about gold as protection energy or power or prosperity. There's a lot of things that you can feel around that color. So just connect with it, see what it feels like for you. Now, one thing you can do when you go back and work on creating your own color chart is you can think of the mood first and then associate the color with it. So, for example, if you think about peace and tranquility, then decide which color comes up for you and thinking about it that way. Or if you think about something that's challenging for you, then consider what color matches that vibration for you. Now, it's really important for you to identify the colors of a higher vibration and lower vibration so that you can easily identify what is going on with you and what you're generating. And then once you have your color chart done, you can start to color your own mood. Now, one way for you to do this and what I found most effective is to do it through meditation. So you can go into a meditative state, just close your eyes, get in a comfortable position and quiet the mind. And then really connect with yourself. You want to just pause and get a sense of what it is that you're feeling. And then you determine which colors match that feeling. And you want to consider these colors like shades of light. So what you would want to do is start by releasing energy that you don't want to hold on to, any kind of dark or lower vibration, any heavy feeling colors or heavy feeling energy. You want to allow them to release down into the earth. So you can envision a pole of light coming down from your root chakra, from the base of your spine, and moving down into the earth, and just allow those energies to release from your space. Feel them clearing from your skin, your body, your organs, your auric field. Feel them releasing from your chakras and just let them go into the earth to neutralize. And then once you feel clear, you want to bring in the colors that you choose to raise your vibration. So you want to bring those colors in through your crown chakra. And really breathe those colors in through your entire body and let them flow out into your auric field. So for an example, if my mood was feeling really dark and like a sticky gray, which would be a very low vibration to me, once I identified that color of my mood and what it feels like, I could then determine what colors I want to bring into my space to help me shift. So I would start by grounding myself and connecting with earth and allowing that gray, sticky energy to release down and out of me through that pole of light. And then I would see or feel this energy enter my body through my crown, and maybe I would use the color yellow because I associate yellow with joy. So I would bring in the vibration of yellow, envision it or feel it, whatever works best for you, and let it flow through my entire being, let it flow into my organs, let it move on my breath, and you will really feel this shift in your mood. Now, a way to heighten that is to also let the word that you associate with the color echo through your entire being. So, like I said, I associate joy with the color yellow. So while I'm seeing yellow flow through me and around me, I would let the word joy echo throughout my entire being. What you focus on affects your mood. So if you're feeling really heavy or feeling like, you know, this dark gray, if that's what you focus on, you're going to have a hard time coming out of that. And you have the ability to shift and change your energies. You have the ability to shift and change your mood. So I do want you to try that. I know that this would be a new technique for a lot of people. So if you do try, please send me an email and let me know how that works for you. You can contact me through my website, again, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And I do want to tell you a few more things before we go. We're almost done for today. Another way that you can experiment with color and coloring your mood is by wearing the color that you want to bring into your space. So if, for example, you want to manifest with color, you would wear the color that you associate with prosperity, because on a subconscious level, you will see that color and you associate it with, you know, abundance, prosperity, whatever it is. And if you surround yourself with that color, you're attracting that into your space. And that's why I use, we'll see, so many people buy candles that are different colors and they burn them to associate with whatever they're trying to attract into their life. And you can also use crystals in the same way. So on a different episode, I spoke with you about choosing a crystal that really calls out to you or you feel drawn to, but you can also choose them based on color. And they also have metaphysical properties, so you can choose them that way as well. But really play with this. So when you're working on your color chart, you just want to remember to consider the different hues of each color. So as I said before, like a dark, deep red is going to feel different than a bright red. And then you can even mix colors. So if you added some white to the red, you would end up with a pink. And you want to consider what that feels like for you. So today, just really try to notice the colors that surround you and really connect with the colors and notice what they feel like or how they're affecting you. And you can even consider doing something simple like changing the color of the comforter on your bed if you're having trouble relaxing in your bedroom. Because changing the color that you're surrounded by, again, affects your mood and your environment. So you'd want to consider what color would create calm and peace, or that would encourage you to let go and get a restful night's sleep. And then again, you can, you know, play with the colors on your walls or what colors you decide to wear, what you bring into your space. So there are so many ways for you to color your mood, and I do hope that you have fun playing with this. Again, please share your experiences with me. You can either contact me through my website at yewchi.com, that's yewchi.com, or you can go on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/yewchiwellness. And don't forget about this Grand Cardinal Cross alignment. It's taking place until the 27th of this month. So be mindful of your energies and color your mood as you choose, as you're journeying through each day. Now, I will be back on Reiki Radio this Monday night at 7 p.m., and that's Pacific Standard Time. So we're going to be talking about what you hold in your consciousness and what you hold in your heart really matters and how that affects you. So on that day, we'll actually also be on the heels of that solar eclipse and the new moon in Taurus. So we're going to explore those energies as well. And as always, I thank you all for joining me today. I hope that the information at least got you thinking. And for more insights, you can go to my website and sign up for the newsletter. So that's all for today. Thank you so much. Be kind to yourself and remember to always journey in love.
Thank you for listening to Reiki Radio. Be sure to follow us at blogtalkradio.com/Reiki Radio to receive show updates and reminders. Or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, which is listed under Reiki Radio. This will allow you to listen to live shows or shows that have been archived. The podcast also provides the convenience of listening to Reiki Radio on the go. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, or ideas for future shows, contact Yolanda at yuchi.com, yewchi.com. Be sure to join us next week and have a beautiful day.